Exactly 45 years ago, in our county, a film was being shot that went on to become a family classic. It was, of course, Swallows and Amazons, bringing to life the book by Arthur Ransom about the children from two families camping and sailing in the Lake District. A weekend of events is planned by the Arthur Ransom Society to mark the anniversary. One of the film's child stars, the author Sophie Neville, is giving a talk tonight in Cumbria, reminiscing about what was captured on screen and also, just as much fun, what was going on behind the camera. And I'm delighted to say Sophie joins us now. Morning to you, Sophie. What can you remember then of the filming 45 years ago?
Good morning. Well, 45 years ago this very morning, we had to go swimming in Coniston water. And I had to go right underwater and wave my legs in the air, which was a little bit chilly.
I was going to say, were you wearing a wetsuit and what have you?
No, a little red woolen swimming costume.
Blimey. So it was chilly. I mean, what were the safety standards like back then? Did you have people in the water just in case?
Well, we had a frogman. Can you remember back then, anyone in a wetsuit would be called a frogman?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I do remember.
One cameraman was in a wetsuit as well. And then we had a big old 35mm Panavision camera on the beach that the film crew made at Peel Island. There's a tiny little bit of it left that hasn't been washed away. It was quite a remarkable film to be, you know, involved with. And we were on location in the Lake District for 7 weeks. It takes about... You only managed to film about 4 minutes of finished footage a day, so we were around for a long time. And I'm going to be talking about how we filmed on Derwent Water this evening at 7:30 in Braithwaite at the Braithwaite Institute. And everybody is welcome. You can come along. And I've dug out some vintage photographs that my mother took behind the scenes of what we got up to. And the star of those sequences was the Lady Derwentwater, who I gather is still in operation. You can go out on her on Derwentwater.
Well, I was going to ask you with regards to things that were already here in Cumbria, how much did the production make use of the boats? Well, obviously, you've just said that there, but also local people and what have you?
Yeah, well, we were supported by a fantastic team of local boatmen supplied by found by Mike Turk and by the Keswick Launch Company. And they didn't buy Swallow and Amazon from the lakes. They used Amazon that had been used before in the black and white BBC series made in 1962, which starred Susan George. But they bought Swallow in Burnham-on-Crouch, where we had our audition weekend. But she's back in the lakes now. She came up for auction in 2010, and we clubbed together and bought her. And we, Patterson's really kindly renovated her, and International Varnish supplied the varnish, and she's now in the Lake District. And we've got a website. It's called Sail Ransom, and you can go on it and ask if you can sail her. And it's a really lovely thing to give someone for their birthday, and we just asked for a donation for her upkeep. So I think she should be on Coniston Water right now, and I'm really looking forward to sailing her this weekend.
Lovely. Hope you have a wonderful weekend when you're back up in the county. Thank you, Sophie. Sophie Neville, who you can tell by just hearing Sophie speak, has lost none of her enthusiasm for Swallows and Amazons. Sophie, of course, starred in the 1974 film of Swallows and Amazons. And you can hear Sophie talk tonight. She mentioned it. We'll remind you, it's at the Braithwaite Institute near Keswick. And things get underway at 7:30.